speaking, we be high on the Lord. I mean, to the side.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means I'll be joined by my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, in just a moment. But first, we have to pay homage to our title sponsor, All-American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. And right now, you can get 6 free samples of their top-selling products. We're getting pictures posted on Facebook. The package that people are getting is astonishing. The number of samples, the freebies, it's all different. Some people are getting shaker bottles and shirts. Some people shaker bottles and other things. But it's astonishing. Take advantage of this opportunity to get some top quality products, a variety of top quality products, 6 different samples all in all. And I'm not talking about one little this and one little that. These are multiple use samples. Go to superhumanradio.net, click the EFX banner ad. You pay $5.99 shipping, but that really is what the shipping is. This is not a self-liquidator where you're actually paying for the product. And you will be very, very pleased, I promised, and get to try the products before you buy them, because that's what EFX Sports believes in. You should not buy a product until you know that it is quality and it works, and you got to love a company like that. Check them out.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic, and I can vouch for Dr. Jeff's sample package being awful damn generous.
Really? Did you get it already, too?
Yeah, and it was actually some time ago, and I was just shocked at the amount of stuff that I got, but not only just free stuff, he included literature on how the products work and what they're good for. You know, it's just, I don't know if he still does that, but you just don't find a company that does either one of those two things anymore.
You know what it is, too? A lot of people think that Jeff is like just a really good marketer, and it's not that at all. Jeff, of all the people I've met in my life, not just in the supplement industry, so this goes in life in general, I've never met a more decent, what you see is what you get person than Dr. Jeff Galini. He is just a really decent human being, and he leads his company being a decent human being. And a lot of people think, oh, yeah, sure, you know, he's giving free samples away because that means sales. No. He gives free samples away because he really believes that he doesn't want you to spend a nickel on his product unless you think it's going to work for you. And there are very few companies that do that, because you and I have talked about the phenomenon that most of the supplement companies work under, and that is they constantly introduce a new product because the product really doesn't work, but they get everybody to buy it once, and then people forget that it's supposed to be the greatest product in the world when they introduce the new greatest product in the world. And it's this constant introduction of new products that sell 1 or 2 bottles and then disappear again.
Yeah, you know, for all his success, he's an incredibly humble and generous man. And I'll just give you a quick example. He's doing my pre-workout, right? You know, my pre-workout is just 2 guys, me and Sean Knershfield. And the man, for all his success in Crealkaline and all the other products, and I'm sure accounts he has spent hours and hours and hours with us. And I asked him once, I thanked him, and then I asked him, I said, Jeff, why? And he said, because I remember when I was just starting out.
Right.
Those were his exact words.
And I'm going to also let a cat out of the bag. So you may have noticed that Thrive Protein is kind of receded. No one's talking about it. Quite frankly, I got myself into jam up with Thrive because I was handling sales. I was handling everything on top of handling the show and all the other things that I have to do. As a result, I have shipped product real late. I've had people cancel because they're like, I'm on the auto ship 3 months in a row. I didn't get my Thrive. I just can't do this anymore. And I understand. You know, I refund their money and I say, I'm sorry. I just don't have enough hours in the day to do everything. And Jeff saw this. He got Brian Andrews involved. He said, we have to help Carl. Like Jeff, he got his money for the protein powder. He didn't have to help me. He said, okay, we're going to take Thrive in-house, which is actually happening right now. This is a transition that's happening right now. We're going to handle social media. We're going to handle the marketing. We're going to handle the fulfillment. We're going to handle the sales. You don't have to do anything anymore with Thrive. We'll handle it all, and we will give you 50% of the profit. And people are going to go, yeah, but that's only 50% of the profit. No, I was making less than that, handling it all myself because of the mishaps and the errors that I was making and the bookkeeping problems I was having. And he didn't have to do any of that. He could have said, you know, I don't need this headache. I don't need to take this in-house. But because he emailed me and said, don't worry, brother, we're going to fix this and you're going to make money. Who does that?
Yeah, that's the kind of company and guy you want to be in business with, or soliciting for that matter.
I actually dream of a day where I'm not doing five shows a week, where I can actually go out to Billings, Montana and hang out with him and get in the lab with him and learn more about that side of the business, because that's the guy I want to learn from.
Yeah, totally.
So anyway, okay, enough of that. It's a love fest here. What can I say? But I'm just being honest. It's all the God's honest truth. That's all it is. Yeah. What's going on with the Ultimate Blueprint?
Well, as you know, we just did the pre-launch for it, making it available to a select clientele that we knew would have high expectations. And it was incredibly successful, and I'd just like to share a little bit of the feedback that I received. And this is from a longtime Blueprint Army soldier. He says, hey, Coach, Eric, who's my IT guy, did an awesome job getting back to me about a question that he had and also took care of the discount code. Best wishes, and the new Ultimate Blueprint is awesome. Can't wait to get started on it. Keep up the great work. Galen Tiemann, who's a longtime Blueprint Army soldier. So what's significant about Galen's feedback is this. He has long had access to every one of my past works. You know, I worked really hard on not only refining that info for the Ultimate Blueprint, but I also added a lot of new information concerning training, diet, and most interestingly to most people, supplements. Having said that, we have temporarily closed the sign-up period for it in order to work on adding even more late-breaking info that's come to my attention. Now, current holders of the Ultimate Blueprint will, of course, have access to that info at no additional charge. For everyone else that's interested, if you visit CoachRobRegish.com today, you'll find a sign-up button at the bottom of the page, which basically you get to join the notification list for when the Ultimate Blueprint will be next available. So people on that list will be notified first of when we relaunch, and they'll be privy to our next discount code, after which I'm going to make it available at a much higher price to the general public. So I appreciate your time and interest.
I am getting a feedback also from people who are using the Ultimate Blueprint right now. You know, I have people telling me. In fact, I had a guy that you know now, who I've known for many years. He's known as the Yukon Hercules.
Oh.
Dennis Weiss.
Yeah.
And he contacted me over the weekend. Dennis is a cornerstone of physical culture. A guy has always been an amazingly strong individual. Very close friends. I met him through Randy Roach. He wrote a couple really great books. I had him on the show probably 6 or 7 years ago. And he messaged me the other day and said, man, this guy, Rob Regish, is the real thing. And I know you and him have been communicating, right?
Yeah, like he wrote me. He's like, what's this Ultimate Blueprint all about? So I told him. And, you know, I saw that he picked it up. And I'm like, you know what? This guy, personally, it meant a lot to me because I remember...
Right.
10, 15 years ago reading his articles, you know, about the hip belt squat, and that, personally, that helping me a lot. So I'm thinking, wow, you know, I hope I can return the favor here, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy whose opinion really counts, right? I mean,
you know,
this
he's been around for decades.
Oh, and he's respected by some of the biggest names in physical culture.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, Rob is a really amazing individual. And I've heard some other people say that the Ultimate Blueprint really is possibly your finest work so far, which I know will be outdone by whatever you do next because you just keep raising the bar.
I don't know. This thing,
well,
this thing is really it.
But here's the important thing about what you do. Most people don't make gains in the gym because they don't understand the linear progressions of making gains.
Yep.
You lay it all out. And it's not your plan. It's not your protocol. It's it's an assembly of all of the protocols that work. So you pay homage to all the originators of things like escalating density training and German loading patterns. You're not trying to reinvent the wheel. You're saying, hey, guys, if you take these programs and use them in these successions, you will max your strength gains quickly. And that is a very selfless, lack of self-importance injected into the discussion. You're saying, no, it's not about me. It's about what I've discovered when you assemble all these things together. And people want to make gains. The best ways to make gains aren't anabolic steroids, because if you're not training, they don't work. It's not supplements, because if you're not training, they don't work. It's not food, because if you're not training properly, it becomes fat. So why not have somebody give you a plan that you can use?
Yeah. You know, I got, just on a personal level, after you've been around for a certain amount of time in this business, you see, I saw a lot of people claiming training methods were their own. They just renamed it. It had been introduced, you know, as long as 50 years ago under a different name. That really grated on me, and I wasn't about to be part of that.
Okay. Boy, we have spent the first 12 minutes kissing two butts today. There you go. Okay, so Tony Massaro says, I've come a long way since I started training, but always look for more. What do you think is the most undertrained muscle group? I ask because I want complete development, not just a bigger upper body and flamingo legs.
Now, are you sure that's the first question?
Yeah, it says Q1, Tony Massaro. Am I on? This is BPPH 613.
That's 613. Yeah,
oh, shoot. I am so friggin' sorry. Hold on a second. I apologize. This is very embarrassing.
You need 313. Let's go to break. We went long anyway.
Yeah. Good idea. We'll go to break and we'll come back with questions. We got plenty of time to answer all these questions. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Sorry for my idiocy.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. but getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay. The first question comes from Johnny Gray. Is that correct?
Yep, you got it.
He said, so from my all-time peak of around 230 pounds, I'm down to 184. Bear in mind, I'm pushing 50 now. But I'm missing being big and strong. In your opinion, is it wise move to get big again? And if so, what's the best way to go about it?
Yeah, you know, in years past, the conventional wisdom would have been to trim down maybe as you approach 50 or even 40. The thinking was sound. You know, there's less weight there for your heart and lungs to carry around, and your joints would probably thank you too. Bulking up was a young man's game, or so it was thought. You know, to a certain extent, that's still true, but it is now far from an absolute. So between the ages of 15 and 25, young men are in their prime, and not just from a testosterone perspective. When you're young, you can consume and assimilate large quantities of food. You know, if you do get injured, you tend to heal fast. Insulin sensitivity is infinitely better, and time and energy is usually in abundance for you. Having said all of that, gaining size and strength is still very difficult, especially if you have any ecto-leaning tendencies. And for many, you're going to have to fight and scratch for every pound. It gets a lot more difficult even as you get into your 30s. So looking around gyms today, it is abundantly clear being big and strong past 40 and even 50 isn't only doable, it's almost common, at least in the gyms that I'm in. Now, provided you can do so and you aren't jeopardizing your health, I say why not? You know, the only question should be how to best go about it. I would be in favor of gradually reintroducing more calories, getting there up, you know, getting them up there in the body weight times, let's call it 17 to 20 range. That isn't always going to be easy because your appetite and certainly your ability to process all that food isn't what it once was. Meaning the older trainee is going to probably rely more on liquid feeds. 6 to 7 small meals a day is going to be difficult. It's much more likely you can manage 4, maybe 5 meals. Whatever the number, you shouldn't have to grossly overfeed as you did when you were younger. Muscle memory will also be on your side if, and only if, you had bulked up as much as possible in your youth. You know, for those of you in your teens and 20s that are listening that haven't done that yet, do so now because time's a-wasting. You know, you'll thank me later when you can effortlessly regain muscle at a time in your life when building it from scratch will be all but impossible. I would also encourage you to cycle your calories, given the older trainee just tends to put on more around the midsection, given the aforementioned hormone levels and other reasons. You want to tape your waist with a measuring tape around the navel, and the second it registers a 1-inch increase, back off the calories for a couple of weeks. It'll also make overfeeding that much more effective when you return to it. Because regardless of age, training-wise, here we're talking now, high-rep squatting is a great way to pack muscle on. If you do have back issues that prevent that, heavy step-ups are certainly in the same league. In some ways, they're even better, given you won't need to do cardio after performing them. Trust me. And the injury risk is what I would call less than half of what barbell squats would be. In addition to the food and the heavy legwork, you need to figure out your hormone levels. And a big part of that, a big part of the reason, a young person can put on 20 pounds of muscle in a year or close to it, has to do with optimal testosterone levels. Past 40, you're almost for sure not optimal. So do consider at least getting tested. Just for, you know, for your information, there's a world of difference between normal and optimal, right? The reference range is 300 to 1,000, sometimes 1,200 nanograms.
Yeah, if you're in the 300s and your doctor's telling you, nah, you're okay, get a new doctor.
Yeah. So, you know, in that event, HRT is likely going to be necessary to get your test levels back up there. And there's no shame in going that route. You know, in addition to helping you build muscle faster, your quality of life will likely improve sometimes dramatically. So I hope that helps.
By the way,
I didn't know Tony Massaro was the first question. It's not funny, but he passed away from a wasting disease.
Are you kidding?
No. He was a college friend of mine. He had something.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Well, there we go. We got a chance to think about him here today.
Right.
I want to mention that Adele Moussa shared a post recently on a study that showed that a 600-calorie a day, what is considered a fasting-mimicking diet, twice a week was more effective than a 500-calorie reduction 5 days. I'm sorry, 7 days in a row.
Wow. That's...
So, yeah, I mean, people need to understand that it's more than just calories in, calories out. Yes, calories in, calories out plays a role, just like the scale plays a role, right? Yeah. If you step on the scale, two people step on a scale, and they're both 220 pounds, but one guy is 6% body fat and the other guy is 47% body fat. Very different scenarios. We can all agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the same is true of calories in, calories out. And when you starve yourself, you actually start putting on more body fat because the body's worried that it needs to protect itself from famine.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you think about getting bigger – you want that all to be muscle, as you point out. So one of the things you may be able to leverage is 2 days of intermittent fasting, where that is either a 16-hour fast, 8-hour eating period, or 2 days of 600 calories, period. Just have 600 calories, time it around your workouts, use protein and fats, stay away from too much carbohydrates so you keep insulin levels low, and you can actually gain muscle and not fat and get bigger just doing that 2 days a week.
Right.
So consider that. Consider that also when you're thinking about your diet. Okay. Next question comes from Peter Samuelson. He says, I've got serious arthritis in my shoulders and knees. I've tried just about everything, but it's only getting worse. My question is there anything I can do to prolong my lifting career? It's pretty important to me, and I can't imagine giving it up. I hear you, brother.
Yeah, you know, having an arthritic elbow, severely arthritic, I can certainly relate to that. You know, the issue is more serious in weight-bearing joints like hips and knees, but probably no less serious, you know, for you in the shoulders. The only thing I'm aware of that helps to an extent is glucosamine chondroitin. Now, whether that's a great extent or a lesser extent depends. But some people, including me, are seeing some amazing things. Some, too, have had success with Cesus quadrangularis, an Indian herb that's an exceptional healing agent. Now, your doctor has no doubt offered cortisone injections, but let's think about that for a minute. Cortisone will mask the pain, and you probably, you know, head back into the gym for the same old, same old. What everyone seems to understand is that this is doing more damage. They just don't care, you know, or it's the last option available to them, or so they think. The same old, same old is a dangerous game to play in the gym, as it's neither, you know, it neither stimulates growth, nor does it do you any favors in the joints department. In fact, it's long been known that repetitive motions eventually lead to injuries. You know, if you've been doing that for months or years on end, it's little wonder your joints are aching. What if instead of the same old, you totally revamped your workout to the point where, you know, it wouldn't be routine anymore. It would be entirely new. And let's further say you did that every 4 to 6 weeks. For every weighted movement, there's a body weight equivalent, and they're usually infinitely kinder to your joints. And even if you can't perform the full-up movement, let's call it pull-ups, you can perform an easier variation, in this case, the horizontal rows. I know what everyone is worried about, okay? Without weights, you're going to lose muscle, right? Wrong. In fact, you'll likely gain some. And more importantly, all of the underlying tissues, the bursa, the fascia, tendons, and ligaments, will be given a chance to come up to speed. And for many of you that have trained exclusively with weights since you started, that never happened, or at least to the degree it should have. That simple fact underlies many training injuries. So for the first time in your life, you'll have a chance, right, to do something about it. People also worry about not seeming hardcore if they don't use weights. That's bull. You know, human beings got insanely strong before the advent of weights simply by progressively manipulating their own body weight. Find me someone who doesn't respect the chin-up, and I'll show you a fool every time. People sometimes scoff at push-ups, and they often tell me they can do tons of them. Okay, do them with one arm. Or do them with your feet up on the wall. You know, now tell me how many you can do. I'm going to finish with some hope for those of you still suffering from arthritis and other maladies. Yesterday, I visited my chiro for an adjustment and just happened to mention my elbow off the cuff. And I had kind of prepared myself for the same speech I got from my traditional doctor, which was, there's nothing you can do. On the contrary, he informed me that he performs both PRP and PLP therapy. I was elated. even after he informed me that insurance wouldn't cover it. It's $700 for each treatment, but that is money well spent, in my opinion, in search of a better answer than there's nothing we can do for you. Because some people, by all accounts, are having great success with it. The lesson here? Chiropractors will generally work harder for you than traditional MDs, having to still fight the battle, you know, of their compatriots not seeing them as quote-unquote real doctors. The truth is chiropractors go through much more extensive schooling in biology, physiology, anatomy, complementary and alternative medicine, nutrition, just to name a few, that their traditional MD counterparts don't. And given where you're at in terms of arthritic joint pain, you absolutely need to ask yourself this question. At this point, what do you have to lose? Nothing. And you've got a whole lot to gain. So those would be my thoughts. It's a combination of changing the way you train, because clearly the old way was just inflaming things. You're making them worse. And exploring alternative therapies.
I'd like to put my two CCs in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We actually have the Arthritis Foundation of Kentucky in my building.
Wow.
I've had lots of interesting discussions with the young lady that runs it. Over the years, I've discovered that osteoarthritis as well as rheumatoid arthritis are basically autoimmune disorders. Yes, I said it. Osteoarthritis is an autoimmune disorder. Your diet is causing the inflammation that's breaking down the chondrocytes in your joints. Think about this. Obese people develop arthritis in their hands and in their neck. That has nothing to do with the weight that their body is handling. Arthritis is exclusively an inflammatory disease. And as an inflammatory disease, the inflammation is coming not from your body, but from your diet. Rheumatoid arthritis, we can all agree, is an autoimmune disorder. I'm telling you, decades from now, they will say osteoarthritis is also an autoimmune disorder of a different type. People develop arthritis that are very, very lean. People develop arthritis that are not carrying a lot of weight around. They develop these arthritis symptoms because their joints, the cushioning in their joints, the synovial fluid in their joint is breaking down. It's from their diet. I would say to you, look at your diet the same way someone who's fighting an autoimmune disorder looks at it. Eliminate all corn, all grains, all soy, and all added sugar first. Start with that. You may have to eliminate dairy and eggs too. Why? Not because dairy and eggs are inherently bad, but the feeds that they feed cows and chickens, those lectins, those anti-nutrients make it into the eggs and into the dairy. So if you're eliminating grains from your diet, but you're eating eggs from chickens that they feed grains and drinking dairy from cows that they feed grains, you're not eliminating grains from your diet.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, if you follow my advice, you will come back months from now and go, I can't believe it. My joints don't hurt like they used to. That's right. It has nothing to do with mechanical loading of the joints. We know that now. Okay? It's because your body is attacking your joints, and it's doing that through autoimmunity and all unabashedly, all autoimmunity has a dietary component. And if you address that, you will see your arthritis get better. I promise you. And, of course, the supplements that Rob is talking about, these are anti-inflammatory supplements.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've heard that from many people who have eliminated such things as gluten, dairy. Even, I mean, there are people, myself included, that are severely allergic to whey, or at least low-quality whey.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because they're feeding cows grains. And
yeah.
And those lectins are anti-nutrients. Plants can't run, they can't fight, and they can't bite. So they can't defend themselves. But they too, just like every other creature on the planet, is struggling for survival. The way they do it is through evolutionary selection. They upregulate things that make the animals that eat them sick. This is the book of Dr. Gundy, Plant Paradox. Dr. Gundy was on my show 2 or 3 years ago about the book, The Plant Paradox. Now it's becoming popular. We know that certain plant sources are harmful to certain people. And your job is to discover which it is for you. But by and large, I can tell you that eliminating grains, corn, soy, added sugar, possibly nightshades, tomatoes, eggplants. I mean, eliminating these from the diet can have profound effects. In fact, who's the top quarterback of the Patriots? What's his name?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady follows this diet. He eats no legumes. No beans at all because of the lectins. He eats no tomatoes because they're nightshades. He eats no eggplant because they're nightshades. He eats no mushrooms because they are funguses. They are. That's what they are. He eats no grains. He eats no soy. He eats no corn. And he eats no added sugar. Why? Because he wants to play for as long as he can.
And it's working.
So look at your diet. Look at your diet. And look at eliminating all the things. In fact... Dr. Sean, what's his name that was on my show? Do the meat diet. Eat nothing but meat and meat products for 2 weeks and see if your inflammation doesn't get, and make sure it's grass fed. Again, make sure that the meat is coming from pastured animals. And
yeah,
see.
That information you dropped on how, you know, the cows and what they're fed, and the resulting quality whey, and of course your example here of meat. That just makes complete logical sense.
Oh, yeah. And people don't think it. And if you go to your doctor and your doctor will say, nah, it has nothing to do with it. Your doctor doesn't know. Your doctor doesn't know. Your doctor doesn't know. And I'm not saying that I do, because I learned this from people who are brilliant. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Age Force's popular DHEA plus pregnenolone patches. Buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the Age Force buy one, get one free DHEA and pregnenolone patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today. When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. The place to go is CoachRobRegish.com. If you go there today, I can promise you, you'll be stronger tomorrow. Matt Rinaldi says, what's your take on this product called Vector? It's getting a lot of play on the boards. What is Vector?
Well, this is the second time someone asked me about the product, so let's take a look. First off, understand it's being positioned as a non-hormonal anabolic. And as such, it consists of three, you know, quote-unquote new ingredients. But here's the ad copy, okay? And it contains a gram of each of these three. First ingredient is something called Eriobetroia japonica. And they go on to say some of the most well-known chemical constituents are epicatechin, ursolic acid, tormentic acid, and ellagic acid. Studies indicate that it increases the expression of myogenic genes, MyoD, myogenin, and myogenin heavy chain. The increased that increased expression corresponds with an increase in the activity of creatine kinase. Finally, it activates the AKT-mTOR pathway and subsequently promotes muscular protein synthesis and gains in lean muscle mass. Sidebar, so does a high-protein, high-calorie meal. All right, second ingredient, Korean mistletoe, has been shown to have anti-tumor, immunostimulatory, anti-diabetic, and anti-obesity properties. Of interest to athletes, it's been reported to increase strength, muscle mass, and improve overall exercise capacity. In studies, it's been shown to regulate gene expression related to muscle atrophy and muscle hypertrophy and improve endurance by stimulating mitochondrial activity. The third ingredient is something called Romani Radix. The key active component here are what are called iridioid glycosides, mostly something called Catalpol. Catalpol can be referred to as a natural gene doping. This is what they're saying, as it has effects on EPO, vascular endothelial growth factor, myostatin, and endorphins. EPO increases red blood cells, which in turn carries more oxygen to muscles, which is true, but there's some downsides. It also claims to help increase IGF-1 levels by preventing the suppression of IGF-1 associated with rises in blood sugar. Well, I mean, to my mind, you can do that for free by practicing intermittent fasting and or eating a low glycemic index diet, you know. Look, if you ask me, this product is destined to fail. Why? The strongest quote-unquote anabolic ingredients are epicatechin and ursolic acid. Now, bear in mind, they've been used in sports nutrition before, and nobody was raving about them. Even highly purified ursolic acid was received as so-so, which caused Pat Arnold to reformulate it into a transdermal. In all fairness, I have heard better things about the transdermal. Still, there is no discernible pattern I found anywhere of consistent gains with either one of those two, ursolic acid or epicatechin. The epicatechin mechanism of action, by the way, is allegedly suppressing myostatin. Myostatin inhibition by over-the-counter products other than creatine, which has been shown to do that, suppress it a little bit, has been shown over and over again to be completely bogus. And if I'm not mistaken, there was a doctor on your show indicating that it would have to play out to a level of 90%.
Over 90. Over 94% is where myostatin starts to work. Suppression. That was a study done by State University of New York in Rochester. We did that show five or six years ago. I had the scientist on, and he said that this is in mature muscle. Keep in mind, we're not talking about myostatin null from birth, right? We're talking about myostatin working on people who are not myostatin null, which is really what everybody wants to know about, because if you're not myostatin null and you're taking a myostatin inhibitor, you want to know if it's going to make your muscles bigger. Right. What they discovered was once muscles are mature and you are not a myostatin null human being, that the suppression needs to be 94% to start to see the changes in muscle growth, and really 98% or more in order to see the kind of anabolism that people want to see from a myostatin inhibitor. And here's the big end. It needs to be continuously suppressed, because once you stop taking the myostatin inhibitor and suppression goes back to normal, you will lose all the muscle gains.
Right. Right. And you know what? That's a great example of how SHR can really help save people money.
I mean, really, look at the people who wasted money on myostatin antibodies in injectable form or myostatin inhibiting protein powders, which I used back in 2008, and they work. But once you stop taking them, they stop working.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's a little bit about the first ingredient. The second ingredient, Korean mistletoe, that looks to be, if anything, an ingredient that might improve your health. The third, Romani Radix, claims to contain this magic ingredient, catalpol, which they claim is like gene doping. Let's be honest. Real gene doping still exists in a lab somewhere, and Big Pharma is working out how to use to treat various legitimate medical conditions, not doping athletes. The chances of some herb actually causing gene doping-like effects, I would say, are between slim and none. And if it does increase red blood cells to any significant degree, like it's claiming, that's not necessarily a good thing. Your blood could become thicker, and that leads to an increased risk of strokes and heart attacks. Not that I think it'll raise it that much, but still, think about it logically. You got people on HRT who make too many red blood cells, and they have to give blood every few months in order not to develop those health problems. I have seen the product launch of this thing, and it follows the same old pattern. People are lining up to buy it before the ingredients are even announced, okay? What does that tell you? They're counting on hype to move a product early. I fully expect this is how it's going to play out. You're going to see some placebo results initially, and then those folks are going to come back to earth and realize that at $50 a bottle, they could have spent that on quality protein that actually would have helped them. I have nothing against this company. I'm just calling it like I see it. So here's the bottom line. I would wait to see where this product is a year from now. If you're truly interested in it, give it a year, because it's eerily reminiscent of a product of Pink Magic many years ago. A lot of hype, some early placebo effects, and today, Google it. Discontinued. Most of these products don't last 5 years in the market, much less the 10 or more where you start developing a real track record. You know, get your calories up to 20 times body weight and pursue greater and greater strength levels for a real anabolic response.
Bingo. Okay. And one that actually will stick around, because muscle built the right way doesn't disappear when you have to take some time off. You know what I mean? Or when you stop taking a supplement and all of a sudden it all goes away. You don't want that. You don't want that. Let's go ahead and take this next question. Matt Lawrence says, I'm box squatting like you are, but the muscle just isn't coming on. What am I doing wrong? You're probably not eating enough. I'm eating a lot, he says. Getting my sleep, but growth in my legs and elsewhere just isn't happening. What do you think, Rob?
Well, you know, to answer his question, it's helpful to understand the history of the movement. Box squatting has been popularized by Westside, but prior to that was practiced by the original Westside in Culver City, California, as a method to dramatically increase strength. Now, it does that by breaking up the concentric and dynamic chains, which is to say when you pause on the box, you eliminate all momentum, and now you must overcome the weight by moving it from a fixed, static position.
Yeah.
Box squats are also considerably easier on the knees, and you can recover from them a lot faster than traditional squats. So for all their merits, box squats probably aren't your ideal when it comes to pure hypertrophy. For that, I would much favor the traditional squat to parallel, and maybe even more so, the step-up. First, a word about the traditional squat. You want to make sure, yes, you're squatting low enough, but not too low, as doing so puts a tremendous stress on your tendons and ligaments, especially when you start, right, piling on the weight. The knee is one of, if not the most delicate structures in the body, and an injury there can really cost you. You know, you blow your back out, you can still hip belt squat. You know, but you bust up a knee bad enough, and you'll be lucky to do leg extensions. So over the years, high rep breathing squats, followed by a light set of breathing pullovers and a handful of other big basic movements, has proven itself time and time again. Huge amounts of muscle are routinely gained, and in some cases, it happens fast. With high-rep breathing squats, the amount of muscle you can build is limited only by your desire. I want you to listen to that again. You can build as much muscle as your frame will genetically allow, provided you're willing to work hard enough and eat enough to see the face of God.
To see the face of God. That's, you know, funny.
And make some smart jumps in weight from session to session. Now, with respect to step-ups, way underrated in my opinion. Working the legs unilaterally is going to give you big benefits, and it'll more directly translate into real-world functional strength, okay? And it's also a hell of a cardiovascular workout. Stepping onto a low box, call it 12 inches high, that'll work your quads more. Step up onto a high box, 20 inches or more, that's generally going to work your hamstrings and glutes more. The smart compromise is using a box somewhere in between where your thigh is, you know, parallel to the floor. For me, that's an 18-inch box. For you, your mileage, you know, might vary. But the point is, find it. Take a tape measure to the gym and experiment stepping onto various boxes, benches, or whatever other platforms you need to use. Once you find it, then proceed as follows. Grab a pair of heavy dumbbells and place your right foot on the platform. Now step up with your left and then step back with your left, meaning, you know, whichever foot you're working or whichever leg you're working on, leave that foot on the box and just continue for reps. You know, I recently did that using 100-pound dumbbells, and I did 3 reps for each leg. You know, once you're able to accomplish that, build your reps up to 7 or more before you jump to 105 or 110. One word of warning. It takes a tremendous amount of concentration to manage the stepping up and down with that amount of weight in your hands. Momentum can really throw you if you're not careful. And to be honest, I underestimated that. So build those up over the months and watch your squats skyrocket and your legs grow. You will be utterly amazed.
We have a question from Mike Grady when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at the Superhuman Radio Network. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, a lot of the discussion on today's Blueprint Power Hour comes back to food, to nutrition, whether it's reducing harmful things that cause inflammatory responses like arthritis or gaining muscle. It's all about high quality nutrition, and there is no better way to obtain your high quality nutrition than through working with Thrive Market. Thrive Market will deliver to you high quality products at up to 50% off if you go shopping at Whole Foods or Lucky's or Fresh Market or any of those places like that. And right now, they're giving our audience an exclusive offer of $60 worth of free organic products plus free shipping just to give them a try. You could either go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad, or go to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio. And by using that link, you'll be delivered to a page where you will automatically get $60 worth of free organic groceries plus free shipping. It doesn't get any better than that to try them out. Like I said, it all comes down to good nutrition. And if you're not paying attention to what good nutrition is, you're really missing out not only on strength gains, but on overall health. Mike Grady says, I'm considering buying AST Research's VP2 whey isolate. Holy crap, I haven't heard thought about AST since 20 years ago. They really have done their homework on it, as they cite several studies done showing it's vastly superior to other ways. Is it really good stuff?
Yeah, you know, AST, as you mentioned, has been around a long time, and they have a long history with whey. And according to some, they introduced the first whey under the trade name ViaPro in 1992. The other major whey at that time was Designer Protein, put out by Next Nutrition. And I personally feel, you know, Next was first. They were working with Dan Duchesne at the time. Now, whether they were first or wasn't really isn't important. What is important is this. Does VP2 live up to the claims? So let's take a look. AST states that in a double-blind clinical study, subjects taking VP2 gained 11 pounds of muscle, lost over 3 pounds of fat in 12 weeks. They further claim it's 615% more effective than other whey proteins, and another study showed subjects using it gained 6 times more muscle and lost significantly more fat than subjects using another protein. There were further studies speaking to, you know, some pretty insane results, one of which claimed that by combining VP2 with their micronized creatine, fast-twitch muscle fiber size increased as much as 1,230%. When you dig a little deeper, though, you'll find that these studies were conducted by a gentleman by the name of Paul Cribb, who is the lead research scientist at AST Research. Now, that doesn't necessarily invalidate the results, but you need to take it into consideration. Frankly, the claims made by AST for this VP2, they're rather ridiculous in my opinion. You know, that same study citing 11 pounds of muscle gain and 3 pounds of fat loss also claimed a 110-pound increase in the study participants' best squat and a 45-pound increase in their bench. So remember, it was, what, a 12-week study? All right, and 110 pounds on their squat, all from a whey protein powder. Let's be honest. If people in the real world were putting over 100 pounds on their squat in 10 or even 12 weeks, you'd be hearing about it.
Well, and from a whey protein powder, no less. Not an anabolic steroid like Trenbolone or something like that.
Right. So, you know, we'd be hearing about it. And since we're not, I find those claims dubious. You know, the value, or the claim rather, of using a hydrolyzed whey, personally I think in this case it's misleading, because a truly hydrolyzed protein is very bitter. You know, most people won't buy and consume, or at least continue to use a product that tastes bad. And protein manufacturers know it, you know. So, you know, the claim of hydrolysis, if there is some in there. I don't think it's much. Which isn't to say that it's a bad protein. On the contrary, it's one of the better wheys on the market. But whey is limited in its use. Mm-hmm. The rapid rise in amino acids is matched by their equally rapid disappearance at about the 90-minute mark. You know, you would be much better off mixing it with a quality casein, or better yet, Thrive, which contains both casein and whey, in the ratio that Mother Nature intended.
Right.
You know, and rarely does she screw up. You know, milk is one of its perfect foods. Thrive also contains, if I'm not mistaken, essential aminos,
right,
probiotics, essential fatty acids, and this is important too, even though people might not think it's a big deal. It's flavored largely with glycine. And unlike most amino acids that taste like Sasquatch droppings, glycine is sweet, okay? It also holds a special place in sports nutrition, as its various derivatives have proven time and time again to be performance enhancers. Glycine is a great GH stimulator, builds the body's natural creatine stores, among other things. Many people also fail to make the connection when they use betaine, a.k.a. trimethylglycine,
right.
You know, which has likewise shown muscle growth properties, owing largely to the IGF-1 increase that it causes. Here's the bottom line. As much as AST wants you to think otherwise, VP2 is just protein, okay? It's not a drug, like you said, it's not trenbolone, and it doesn't produce drug-like effects. Consistent intake of, well, I'll call it a longer-lasting protein, in Thrive, that's a 7-hour amino acid release.
Well, and keep in mind, there are essential free-form amino acids, then there's whey, and then there's micellar casein. So the essential amino acids go right through the lining of the gut and get right into the bloodstream immediately. Then you've got 90 minutes for the whey, and then you've got a 3-hour tail from the casein. So you got like a three. I mean, I could have called it a 3-stage protein, but I didn't. You know, it's mother's milk. You know what I mean?
But whatever you call it, this much is very true. It undeniably speeds muscle growth in both drug-free and chemically enhanced athletes. You know, you would be wise to ensure meeting your daily needs, at least a gram per pound of lean body mass, and do so consistently to maximize your results. Of all the esoteric supplements that people use, oftentimes, especially if they can't resist the latest and greatest, it comes at the expense of optimal protein intake for
mm-hmm.
the month.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make that mistake. I hope it helps.
Okay, so the next question comes from Nick Zamansky. He says, I've been training for almost 3 years and have a question on something called body wisdom. What does this refer to, and how do I go about gaining it?
It refers to your ability to know instinctively when and what to do next in your training.
Mm-hmm.
And there really is no set time frame for when you'll acquire it. What's for certain is that it usually takes years and copious taking of notes using the trial and error method. Let's be honest, though. Most males won't ask for help, and changing up their training is like, it's like pulling teeth.
They won't even ask for directions when they're lost. Think about that.
Because right. You know, if you ask for help, you're weak, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Even more onerous, you know, there's the quandary of what to do after you successfully do complete a training program. I can't tell you how many times I've used a loading pattern to peak. I hit a new one rep max, and then I didn't know what to do next, which was the whole genesis of the blueprint was, hey, if we're going to do this and hit new PRs, let's not lose them. Let's build on them. Before I knew it, you know, and before I knew how to structure it, I lost all my gains and had to start over from scratch. This is a real and important issue because not everyone develops body wisdom early enough to take advantage of it. So you lose money, you lose time, And for a lot of people, that equals lost motivation. You know, speeding that trial and error process up, therefore, is vital, as your most precious training years, as I talked about earlier, are between 15 and 25. That really isn't a lot of time when you look at it in the context of a lifetime of training. Be that as it may, I want to share with you some examples of body wisdom to make sure you can recognize and take advantage of them. You know, after a particularly heavy squat workout recently, I was scheduled to squat again in 72 hours. You know, it was the same amount of bar weight, but called for a lot less volume. And as I started my first few warm-up sets, I knew this wasn't going to be a good idea. The lower back muscles take the longest to recover out of all of them, all right? And mine were, they were still just a touch compromised. So just to clarify here, I wasn't in pain. I wasn't even really sore from the previous workout. But I knew from almost 35 years of training that although I probably could have accomplished the workout, there was also a significant chance, risk, that I would get injured. Therefore, I backed off and gave my body the time it needs to fully heal. So there weren't any real concrete symptoms I could point to in that example that led to my decision. I just knew, which I'm sure is frustrating to a lot of you since you're looking for more tangible answers. Here then are the top signs your body will give you indicating you need to back off. Your mind is bored with your training, or even worse, you're dreading your next workout. Number two, based on your warm-ups, things are feeling heavier than usual, right? Feels like somebody turned up the gravity that day. Number three, you haven't been sleeping well lately, or not as much. When your body's in heavy training, it'll demand more sleep. You know, and the truth is, even coming up an hour short has its consequences. Number four, you have difficulty eating the volume of food necessary to achieve your goals. And even if you can consume that quantity, your digestive system is protesting. This works both ways here, okay? Both for eating enough to bulk and eating, you know, a lesser quantity when you're dieting. So be on the lookout for it. Number five, you're just bored with the topic. Meaning another episode of SHR or reading about anything related to training, diet, or supplements feels like a drag. Number six, your hands tremble when you train, which usually means you're way beyond the point of stimulating your muscles and you're now frying your central nervous system. And finally, number seven, you're tired all the time, despite sleeping enough and eating well. That's usually indicative of adrenal burnout, and you have for sure been overtraining. So it's a complex topic, to be sure, and some people have better instincts than others, you know, as to when not only to pull back, but also when to push things. You know, there are some common denominators, yet all of the things in strength training, of all the things, body wisdom is the most subject to individual quirks. Or at least so I've noticed. Here's the final word. Keep training hard and keep meticulous notes about what works, what doesn't, and how long what works keeps working. You know, the truth is that particular method that you're using now will work, but it's far inferior to following protocols that have a very high success rate among the entire training population of soma types. In English, it doesn't matter if you're born big and strong or not. Following a successful succession of weight training protocols that has already proven to have a very high success rate in the general population runs circles around trial and error. And to the point that I originally brought up at the start of the show, a collection of those methods is just what I've done in the Ultimate Blueprint, saving you years of trial and error, money, and frustration. You know, whether it's my collection of methods or someone else's. Take advantage of the information from those that have come before you. It's not necessary to reinvent the wheel. Taking advantage of that information is really the only way. I hope that helps.
You know, in 2014, when I tore three attachments on my left hamstring, just doing a normal deadlift session.
Yep.
I remember thinking during my warm-up sets that my hamstrings felt unusually tight. In fact, I never ever during a deadlift session, as I worked my way up to my top weight, ever remember actually any distinguishable awareness of my hamstrings until that session.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, so what I did was I started out with 135, 225, 315, 405, and then I started to move up to somewhere between 5 and 600 pounds. That was every deadlift session.
Yeah.
And I remember the 315. I remember the 225, my hamstrings felt tight. Like, I didn't understand it. Like, a tight right up by the glutes. And I didn't think about it. And I thought, you know, I'm not getting down low enough. So the 315, I focused on getting down lower and really dragging the bar along my shins. But it still didn't feel right, 315. 405, I think I did 405 reps with 405, and I immediately went up to 455. And the 455, I could actually feel, now that I think back on it, I could actually feel that my hamstrings felt like they were working much harder than they ever did.
Yeah.
And it was 495 when I popped them on 495.
Wow.
You know, and that's when I came up with 495. I'm trying to think if it was the first rep or the second rep. I think it was the second rep. I came up, and on the lockout, I felt and heard this pop. In fact, I actually thought I broke the head off of my hip because it was like that loud in my head. At least it was loud. And apparently people next to me heard it too. There was actually a guy who was a competitive power lifter in a very, very light weight class named Marcus who was standing next to me. And he looked at me and I remember just letting the bar drop. And I remember standing there and putting weight on my left leg, expecting it to give out like that my hip had broken, but it didn't give out. And then all of a sudden I had this overwhelming lightheadedness and flushing, and then I got pale. I remember Elisa looking at me, and she knew something was wrong, and I said, I have to sit down, and I got lightheaded and weary and dizzy, and I literally started to drip sweat, like in seconds, and that was the shock. My body went into shock because I had torn something internally. But the entire session should have never happened. After the 315 pull, I should have said, something doesn't feel right. I'm just going to take off. And this is, and here's what body wisdom is. It's a lack of ego. It's a lack of ego. Because at that point in time, I should have said, oh, F it. I'm not going to deadlift today. But no, I had a deadlift. I had a deadlift. There were people watching me. I used to love to deadlift because people would watch me. You know, dropping 600 pounds on the ground was more exciting to me than the lift because everybody turned around and looked. When you drop 600 pounds on the platform, it makes a really loud friggin' noise and you're really proud of it. So if anything that hinders body wisdom, it's ego. When you let your ego do the lifting, you are destined to hurt yourself.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
I agree. Totally.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Age Force's popular DHEA plus pregnenolone patches, buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the Age Force buy one, get one free
DHEA and pregnenolone patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net. There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
So, do you have life insurance? Yes, most of us responsible adults do. But are you paying more than you have to? And chances are, if you've gotten it anyplace else other than Health IQ, I can tell you the answer is yes. Because Health IQ cares that you can deadlift your weight, that you go to the gym, that you eat a keto diet. They care about all that stuff. They exclusively underwrite. They're not a service that passes you on to another company. They exclusively underwrite people who are healthy and save them up to 30% on life insurance. Now, Rob, you were in that business at one time, right? In the insurance business.
I was about to say, coming from 20 years in insurance, that is That is a huge deal.
30% of because, you know, right now, if you have life insurance, you're being pulled into a group of sick, fat people, and you're paying a rate based on them weighing into your group. Why would you want to do that? If you can't save money, you can get more insurance for the money you're paying now. Think about leaving your family with more money instead of less. Go to healthiq.com/SHR or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.net. Take the quiz. You'll know right away if they can save you money. And I'm telling you, if you listen to this show, they can save you money. Why waste money? You can use that money to buy better nutrition at thrivemarket.com. How about that one?
Right.
There you go. So anyway, check them out. They believe in our mission. They believe in it. Check them out. Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day is on matters of resilience.
I like this one, especially coming from my surgery.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, I started the show saying that I had a bad workout the previous day. Specifically, I failed to get the required six sets of six on box squats that I was performing, given the loading pattern I was using. Naturally, I was disappointed, and I was scratching my head as to why. It may have been I took a week off after losing feeling in my right arm, right, that whole episode. It may have been I needed even more time off, given I had been really pushing it lately. It may have been a lot of things. That really isn't important. What's important is being resilient and coming back at some future date to repeat that workout and nail it. So here's what happened. I took another deload workout that Thursday, and I turned my attention to the following Monday. It was precisely 1 week later, and to say I was determined to bounce back would have been quite the understatement. Coming up short that workout haunted me day and night for the six-day period in between. I was obsessed, and what came next wasn't just business. It was personal. I told everyone that would listen, in the gym and on this show, the difference between average and great lifters is resilience. And I wasn't about to let myself or anyone else down. Come Monday, when it was showtime, I had my game face on. As an aside, when you have paying customers looking to you for advice, you absolutely need to be the real deal. Giving advice and living it are two very different things. And if you aren't living it, then you're a fraud. There's no in-between here. Either you're genuine or you're not, because people can sense it and will eventually figure you out. So what happened during my comeback workout was something everyone listening should emulate. And, you know, it's easy to say be resilient. It's another matter to actually understand how. It's called an anchor. And you absolutely must have it in your brain for such occasions. Just before attempting each set, I recalled a phrase someone on the forums used once to support me. Right? I was trying to help someone out with their question when these other board members jumped all over me saying, not this blueprint stuff again, he's just trying to sell you something. Which I wasn't, but it made my job of helping this guy a lot harder. Seeing that, someone posted the following. Rob's helped more people on this board in the past month than you have in the 3 years you've been a member here. Then he said, do your thing, Mixel. Mixel Flick is my board name on Anabolic Minds and elsewhere. So right before getting under the bar, I recalled those words, do your thing, Mixel. And without fail, I take it to the next level every time. I got my six sets of six, and I immediately felt the rush of living it, okay, instead of just talking about it. Now, let's talk about you. Everyone has some words that were once said to them or about them, burned into their psyche. Might be an ex-girlfriend who said, I'm leaving you for another guy. It might have been you were playing baseball and the pitcher intentionally walked the batter before you, which basically says, you know, this next guy up, you can't hit. Or it may be some inspiring words from a coach who, like Eddie Azzaro with me, believed in me even before I didn't believe in myself. It doesn't matter. What matters is those words lead to a distinct change in both your mindset and physiology, a change that flicks the switch and ups your game. Like headphones and music, I use this method sparingly. You know that favorite song you have, the one that really amps you up? If you keep listening to it over and over, it starts to lose its punch. The brain's no different than the body. So if you stimulate either one chronically with those kind of methods, the effect lessens. You only want to pull your anchor out for special occasions at a time when you really need it the most. Here's the bottom line. Failing to achieve a particular goal or having a bad workout really isn't failing. It just means you didn't succeed on that particular day. It should be looked at as an opportunity to cultivate the motivation to overcome, be it an injury, be it a bad workout, or even a failed relationship. Tomorrow is a new day, and it is vital that you see it that way. So find your anchor and use it when you need it. As a component of resilience, it is a powerful, powerful weapon. And that's my sermon on resilience and how to be. And I'll tell you, you know, it's the truth. Just because you failed at achieving a goal or you had a bad workout, all that means is you failed today. There will be another day. And in all likelihood, if you are persistent, you will succeed.
You know, I posted this morning after doing my cardio that I'm very fortunate that my heart and my spirit require hard work to be happy.
Yeah.
And the reality is that most of us in this audience feel that way. I just want to mention one other thing. Tim Bruce, who's listening to the show live, when we were talking about the body wisdom discussion,
yep.
He said he recalls his injury, too. He was exhausted that day. He couldn't get warmed up and was so stiff. He should have just went home, but he was following a crazy bench plan and would not budge on the poundage. Those 110-pound dumbbells didn't care that I was exhausted and beat down, and neither did I, quite frankly. The first two reps were fine, but the third one on the high incline dumbbell press on the downstroke, and he heard snap. He immediately broke out in crazy sweats and felt exhausted, and he will never forget that. So what he's talking about is, once again, he said that I was right on when I said ego is what impairs body wisdom. You are not listening to your body when your brain is telling you, no, you gotta do this. No, you don't have to do nothing.
Yeah, and credit to him for sharing that example, because it's a lesson I'm sure that he's learned now. May have been the hard way, but that's the way I learned most of my lessons, and I'll tell you, you never forget them.
Yeah. If you don't feel like training, don't train. There's a big difference between your body, and especially if you're somebody who trains regularly. I mean, if you're somebody who doesn't have to be motivated to get, that you don't have to read a motivational quote to get into the gym and train, you are somebody who gets the work done. If there's a day where you just don't feel like doing it, then don't do it. Go do cardio.
Or lift light for speed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's it. You know what? How many decades have I been doing this? And I remember, hindsight is 20/20. I remember thinking about my hamstrings being tight that day and thinking, why the F did I just keep going? Why the F did I? Because I thought that, I can get it done. I can work through this. I'm going to make my body do, you're not going to make your body do nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Your body will just break on you, and then you end up with surgery.
Yeah, you know, getting injured or getting sick are the body's ways of saying enough.
Yeah, you don't want to listen, stupid? We'll make you listen. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's plug the Ultimate Blueprint one more time before we close the show.
Sure. The Ultimate Blueprint, we've just wrapped up the pre-launch, and, you know, it was offered as a discount to select clientele, our current customers. We knew they were going to have high expectations. I shared some of the feedback that's rolled in from Blue Pen Army members. So these are guys that have already seen everything I've ever done, and they are incredibly impressed. So for everyone else that's interested, if you visit CoachRobRegish.com, you'll find a sign-up button on the bottom of the page. It'll let you join the notification list, for when the Ultimate Blueprint is going to be next available. People on that list will be notified first when we relaunch and open it up again for people to get it, and they'll also be privy to our next discount code, after which we're going to make it available to the general public, but at a much higher price.
Wonderful. And that's it for today's show. We have Science for Humans tomorrow. We have great shows the rest of the week. Hope you can tune in live. If you can't tune in live, don't forget, you can always check out the podcast. And for those of you who don't want commercials in your Superhuman Radio, you can go over to Patreon and search for Superhuman Radio, and you get a commercial-free version. We just cut the 3.5-minute commercial breaks out so you can speed through the information. Check it out. It just takes $5 a month to subscribe to Patreon and get the commercial-free version of Superhuman Radio. Hope you'll check that out. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more, and thank you for listening today.